Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
That is the number, 1-800-LOVE-191, and call now. Tonight, joining us in the studio, Exhibit from MTV's Pimp My Ride. Thanks
Hello.
For joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So now, Michelle, our engineeress Michelle, was talking about her favorite episode of Pimp My Ride. What's yours?
I find a little something to love out of every episode.
There was that one that was just stood out, like,
I mean,
it wasn't just the juicer in the back of the car.
No, it wasn't the juicer. It wasn't the chandelier. It wasn't the popcorn machine. I mean, find something different out of every episode.
And we also got to sort of describe Exhibit because he's wearing about 600 diamonds. Right? Would you say that?
So, I don't
Between
know
what's on your wrist, got a watch with six faces on it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's unnecessary hip hop spending.
But it's very hip hop. Very hip hop. So you started as hip hop. How'd you get going on the Pimp My Ride thing?
A friend of mine named Rick Hurwitz, and he created the show along with a friend named Bruce. They approached me to do the hosting of the show. We did one episode with literally one boom mic and a camera.
Wow.
And we sent it to MTV. 15 episodes later, we had 82 million viewers.
And now a movie.
And now we have movies in the work.
Now this one's called Derailed, right?
Right.
It's coming out tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow opens nationwide?
Nationwide.
Nationwide is November 11th. Those of you that are listening on Sunday, you've missed it, but you can still go see it.
Yeah,
it
you can still go
November
see
11th.
It. Yeah. The weekend numbers count.
Who's in the movie with you?
Jennifer Aniston, Clive Owen, Vincent Cassell, and I was about to say Sam Cassell.
There's Melissa George.
Melissa George and the RZA also is in the movie.
Did you work with Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, I did. Actually, the first day I met Jennifer Aniston, I had to pistol whip her, which was a crazy. It was in the script. No, it was in the script. It just wasn't. You know, we didn't have any altercation. You know, she didn't diss me. She didn't. You know, she didn't spit a verse. You know, it was very cordial, very good.
But you still had to.
Yeah, I still had to. Yeah.
And where do you live now?
I live in California.
You live out here? Yeah. You live out here somewhere. Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Detroit, and I spent like 7 years in New Mexico, Albuquerque.
Wow.
And then,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Hip hop capital, right?
Yeah, it's very urban. Yes, no, it's not.
From like when to when? How old were you?
Yeah, my mom passed when I was 9.
What happened?
And, she passed away from heart complications.
When you were 9?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
But I mean, that's sort of a young age for a woman particularly.
Yeah, exactly.
Was she a smoker?
No, she was obese.
Oh, and she had diabetes.
Yeah, I mean, it was to the point where, you know, some people have different addictions.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess hers was food. And so when she got upset, when she got happy.
You have to throw in diabetes, though. It's not just the obesity. She must have been diabetic and high blood pressure and all that. So that's what messes up the heart.
Yeah, all of those things came into play. She passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My dad got remarried. We moved out to New Mexico for about 7 years.
From Detroit?
From Detroit. So we went from Motor City, you know. Cobo Arena, you know, we got, you know, the Pistons playing, you know, out there, you know, the cars and, you know.
You're 9.
Building. Yeah, I'm 9. And then we go directly to Cactus, Coyotes, Mesas, you know.
Why Albuquerque?
Yeah, Pasole.
Is there a job? Did you have a job or something? Or
I mean, both my parents were educators. When he got remarried, she was a teacher also.
In Albuquerque?
In Albuquerque.
That's why you went there.
No, I mean, I guess she wanted peace or she didn't want to live in the city, but
so
the decision was made, we're moving to Albuquerque.
And they never discussed it with you?
No. It was just, you know, you're 9 year old.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Get your ass in the car.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had an older sister. When the family came together, it ended up being 5 of us. It was...
she had some too. Brady Bunch.
Yeah, it was, you know, all together again.
Yeah, typical. Yours, mine, and ours. Just from Detroit to Albuquerque.
Yeah, you know, it was a crazy transition, but it was culture shock.
Yeah.
Because you go out there and then you see the complete difference. But I mean, it's no introduction because you have to go there and just exist.
Live.
It's time to go.
Did you like it?
No, it sucked.
When did you get back?
I left New Mexico when I was 17 years old. Oof. And I drove. When I came to California, I had $3,000, some cross-color clothes, and it was a popular brand back in, you know, Hammer was in on the scene. Hammer was hot. Vanilla Ice was hot. Okay. And I had a black and purple Geo Tracker. And the first night I spent in California, I was on Venice Beach. And I didn't have a name or number.
You stayed on the beach.
Yeah. I went out there. But when you come to California from somewhere else, it smells different. The air is different. I was just happy to be here.
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember, I just came from Old Town. And, you know, it's a time warp.
But your first order of business is to go sleep on the beach?
No, I didn't have anywhere else to go. So I drove straight out to the 10 and drove until it stopped. You know, and I just, you know, got off, got a slice of pizza, and was like, hey, I'm in Cali. I called my dad, let him know I got here safe, and, you know, just from there.
Wow. And that's... Is that the rest of the story?
No, I mean, of course, you can catch the rest of the story.
See, derailed, catch the rest of the story. Yeah, all right, let's take some calls. Love line 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Exhibit from Pimp My Ride. So here we go. Wait one second here. This will be Nancy from Redland. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
How you doing, Nancy?
You're on with Exhibit.
I love your music. You're rad.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Hi. I have been dating someone for the past month. And we decided to become sexually active. And at that time, he told me that he had HPV.
Uh-huh.
And he has a strain that causes genital warts.
Well, that's most of them.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Now, educate me. What is AIDS? What is
human papillomavirus? It's common. Most people have it at your age, younger.
Yikes.
Just saying. And in a certain strains, it persists. Usually, it causes little warts. Oftentimes, the warts can go away after 2 to 5 years, but some of those viruses stay around, and those are the ones that cause cervical cancer.
How much money does he make?
He makes really good money. He's a big boy.
Did you sleep with him?
Well, I did. We took precautions. I mean, I used a condom, obviously, but I was. He told me that you can't get it orally. And
no, you really.
Is that true or no?
Well. It's debatable. It's debatable.
If it works down there, it's working up there, too.
That's a general principle to live by. That's called Exhibit's Law. If it works down there, it's working up there, too. It's a great, great law to live by.
That's a great life motto. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely is. But the wart is not likely to do that, but it's something to be careful of. There's going to be a vaccine.
That's what I called about because I'm worried that at some point with us, if we continue to see each other, I might pick this up. But I know you had spoken in the past about possibly a cure or a vaccine to where this will become a non-issue.
It's not a cure. It will be an issue for people that still have the virus, but it will be a non-issue for people that don't have it because it will be a vaccine, protect people. It's very effective, the data that's coming out on that, and it looks like it's going to come out in 2006. So you're near. It's coming.
Okay, so maybe.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Just be very, very careful. The condom is a reasonable but not perfect.
Yeah, keep your options open.
Exhibit thinks you need to go out with guys to make more money.
Yeah, without the warts.
So, Nikki, 21. What's up, Nikki?
Hi.
Hey, you're on with Exhibit. Okay.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I had a question about the Plan B pill, actually.
Hold on. You know what that is?
No, educate me.
It's going to be good for
talk to me as if I'm a 10-year-old child.
That's good. Now, some stuff you're going to be able to tell me about.
Okay,
this
cool.
stuff I'll tell you about. This is a birth control pill that you can take after intercourse, basically.
Mm.
And it has about 70% effectiveness. It's not as effective as if you take it normally, when you're supposed to.
All right.
And it works by preventing ovulation just the way the birth control pill works normally.
Right.
So, all right, Nikki, what's up?
Okay, so I had sex without a condom. I took the Plan B pill maybe 2 days after, and I started my period maybe a week later.
Right.
It lasted for about 4 days, I would say.
So it
seemed like it would be a normal period.
Was that on time for a normal period?
No, because I've heard that when you take the Plan B, it's supposed to knock your system into starting your period early.
Well, it's all over the place. It messes everything up for a couple months.
Okay, so now my question is, I should have started again on my normal cycle like a week ago.
Yeah, it's very common for it to mess up your cycle for a couple months, but go ahead and take a pregnancy test because that Plan B only works if you haven't ovulated prior to the intercourse. You know what I'm saying? Okay. If you had ovulated and an egg was waiting up there for the sperm, you will get pregnant. That's why it's not 100% effective.
Right. So even though I started what seemed to be like a period.
Even though you, it probably was. But okay. Just to be sure, get your pregnancy. They have those the over-the-counter pregnancy tests right now are so accurate. They're accurate like 5 days. So okay. Go check it out, all right?
All right, great.
You're probably
thank
fine. You,
guys.
You did the right thing, at least, okay? Next time wear a condom. Come on.
I know. I'm stupid.
Or get on the pill normally.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like, what happened to taking the plan A?
Well, now,
plan A pill.
And not only is it plan A, there's ring A and patch A and all kinds of good things.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. You should have just got
shot
a smorgasbord full of stuff and just tried that first.
I think I'll have to get on plan A now.
There you go.
There you go.
Another satisfied customer. This is Susie, who's 28.
Hi. I just recently started using a vibrator, and usually about an hour.
This is where you come in.
Yeah.
What's up?
Usually after I'm done, I get blood that comes.
Whoa. Ooh.
Are you on birth control?
No.
Do you bleed? Are you overweight?
Well, here's the question. How big is the vibrator?
It's just a little one, you know, that I use on my clit.
Just use it outside.
Okay, all right. Outside. We just had to get visuals.
It's good.
All right.
I feel much better now.
Yes.
Except we just had to ask that one. Let me tell you something.
You got to eliminate the obvious
first. I'm just saying, you're not going to have more fun than any other of your junkets from the movie than this show. You understand?
That's right.
That's going to be good. All right, so it's actually quite common, Susie, for women to have bleeding with sexual excitement. It can happen. The kinds of things that predispose to that are being overweight, being on medication, particularly birth control pills, thyroid problems, any of those things?
I'm on psych meds, but...
It's the psych meds, then. It's the psych meds. What are you taking?
Lamictal, Zyprexa, Ativan, Trazodone, Zoloft.
Yeah. Well, Lamictal, Zoloft, those can really do it. So just hang in there, talk to your doctor about it. You may need something called a prolactin level. You also may need a TSH because, again, those can be off from all those medications, and that can be need to be talked about in the context of this what's called dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Yeah. James, 26.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. When I met my wife, I mean, I love to go down on girls, and when I met her, she smelled really good. And are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. When I met my wife, you know, she smelled really good down in that area, and, you know, I loved going down on her. And now that we have sex...
Then you ruined her.
Yeah.
I think that's what it feels like sometimes. I mean, now I go down there, and it just smells bad. I mean, she douches...
Well, it's you. She was fine before you came along.
Yeah.
So, is it possible to be me?
Well, of course, it's possible that you transmitted something to her. Maybe the combination of you guys sort of... created a growth of a bacteria, which can happen, and any funny smells like that or bad smells is infection until proven otherwise. So you really got to say, hey, look, with the way we suggest you handle this is like, say, hey, I was listening to Loveline, they heard some girl call, and I noticed that, you know, I noticed a little something from you, too, and they were saying, Dr. Drew said it could be something infectious, you got to talk to a doctor about it. It's something easily treated with a cream, but does need to be treated. A couple of bacteria can do that, and even something called Trichomoniasis, which is a little protozoan, a little bug. It's good tonight. You didn't get all this stuff, Exhibit?
No, man.
It's good. By the end of tonight, you aren't going to be
able to get I'm learning as much as you guys are out there listening.
Are you married or anything?
No, I'm not married. No.
You have a child, though, yes?
Yeah, I got a 10-year-old. That's it.
And he's with you?
Yeah. I mean, well, we have joint custody. He goes back and forth.
And it's all out here. He's out here.
Yeah, actually, he went to school in Florida for a year, and he's coming back in December.
Cool. Yeah. Is that like school? Was mom's out there? Not a boarding school or something?
No.
Just saying. I don't know. Call me crazy. Lindsay, 26. Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Yes?
I think you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, he's awesome.
Well, you guys both rock. Sorry to hear that Adam's left, but, you know, I think the world of you anyway. So,
thank you.
Basically, the reason for my call is, you know, I'm a loyal Loveline listener, and when I heard that Exhibit was on, I just kind of got even more giddy. See, okay,
now's your chance. Here
it is. Spit it out.
He is all yours.
It's all yours.
All right. Well, when I was a little girl, my father had a '57 Chevy, and when my father passed away about 4 years ago, right after Christmas this year, I had to sell off just about everything in his estate because he had a lot of back expenses and debts to owe. Well, the one thing that I was able to salvage was this 57 Chevy that he wanted to restore. And he had spent, so many years trying, but he had so many irons in the fire that he never got around to it. So my dream is for, me to restore this thing eventually and give it to my son when he's 16.
Right. What is the question?
So where's the sex question in
No, she has a car. This is what you call a breather.
So it doesn't have to be about sex.
It can be whatever our
call
is going to talk about.
Right on. Let's go. 57 Chevy, I'm with you.
Exhibit, with you being from Detroit and me being from Toledo, I was wondering if you knew any, really good places that I might be able to take the classic car to, if you might be able to refer me to somebody.
In Toledo.
In Toledo, or Detroit, or if you know somebody that does it,
I have found, in general, Midwest and East are not a great place. I mean, because the weather.
Yeah.
It's not practical to restore cars out there, right?
Right. I mean, the rust and the salt, they just tear up the bottom of the cars. The best customization places you'll find in Florida, or you'll find out here in the West, not in California.
Okay. Right on. Well, and then the sex question is my 4-year-old son.
Yeah.
His father and I, my husband, we were in the bedroom and we had the door shut and locked, and we were probably in there for about 5 minutes. And that's all it takes anymore. Our son's downstairs in the basement watching a movie, and he comes upstairs and knocks on the door and says, "Mom, Dad, let me in." And we said, "Just a minute, Braden, just a minute." So we,
Lindsay likes to weave yarns. Just go ahead, you just tell us exactly what happened. Here we go. And
that's exactly it. So we said, "Just a minute, Braden."
You don't have to give the just a minute and how you wipe down and how you finish up. Just what happened?
Okay, so he says, "Well, what are you guys doing in there, having sex?"
Right.
And him and I just looked at each other, and I couldn't believe that my 4-year-old even knows what sex is.
Come on.
To ask that.
Here's the deal. You've got to take it to his level. He is not imagining intercourse. He knows, he's seen on sitcoms and things that mommies and daddies have something called sex, and people laugh about it.
Right.
His concept of it is probably like kissing. Mm-hmm. And so you got to ask him is, what do you mean? What do you mean we're having sex? What does that mean to you? Where'd you hear about that? And he'll tell you, and you can say, and what'd he say?
Well, I asked him, where did you hear this? And he said that he couldn't tell me.
Uh-oh.
And I said, well, you can tell me anything. I'm your mommy, and, you can tell me anything. And he says, well, I heard it from Cole, which is his cousin. Okay. And he's probably 7 years old.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what did he tell you about it? And he said, I can't tell you. And I said, well, yes, you can. So he goes into the story about how he was in the playroom at my grandmother's, and Cole had touched him. He pulled down his pants and touched inside of his underwear.
All right. Ooh-wee.
And so then I questioned him a little bit more about it, and he seemed to be able to tell me this detailed story about how he told Grandma, and Grandma put Cole in timeout, but, for some reason, nobody told me about it, which was very bothersome to me. Why wouldn't she tell me that this occurred? So I
How is Grandma related to Cole?
She's his great aunt.
Because I'm just figuring that that means that kid was probably sexually abused.
Right.
And when there's sexual abuse of a kid, it means that usually it's mom or somebody else in the family is sexually abused, too. That's why they sort of allow those things to happen. They don't take normal kinds of action when they don't see it as a big deal, so to speak.
Well,
so I would worry that aunt had
me, and I was sexually abused, so I know that she does not
tolerate
any of
that. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. This is. I bet it happened to her, too.
Yeah, and don't fall from
it. I bet it happened
to my
grandmother? Fall from the tree.
I bet you.
Oh, no,
I bet you.
She saved me because my father did that to me when I was little, and she took me away from them. And, no, her parents, no, they were old school. They didn't
I'm not saying necessarily it's her parents. I'm just saying something might happen to her. Anyway, so, look, here's the deal. You've got lots of this in your family, lots of trauma. It needs to be dealt with. Your son, thankfully, has told you what happened so you can take some action. He needs to see somebody and get treated and be watched very carefully.
Yeah, where's Cole's parents at?
But then he told me that he was just lying about it, and then,
he wanted to
tell Cole that he was sorry about it, and if my grandmother said it never happened, and,
I'm telling you, that's not
making a big deal of it.
No, a four-year-old, first of all, won't be able to recall that many details.
No way.
Or just pull it out of his imagination.
No way.
That story. Four-year-old will never be able to recall that.
Make that up.
Oh yeah.
No
or be
way.
Able to, or be able to it's come normal, together and make you believe it.
What's that?
Do you think that it's normal along the lines of, you know, like, oh, you show me yours and I'll show you mine?
This doesn't sound like that.
No,
look, he used the. It started with him understanding what sex was. And that's already abnormal. If he really thinks of sex as genital-directed behavior, and you know, that's
Something's up.
And he told
you
what was up. Then when he saw you freak out about it, then he held it all back. So, oh, no, just kidding. I don't want to go down this path anymore.
Yeah, because he saw how serious you were getting.
Yeah, now you got to take it very easy. Don't make him feel bad about it. It's not his fault. He's not, you know.
Right. Well, and I told him that was the right thing to do by telling me that
Lindsay, take him to somebody who is a child psychologist.
You still never answered the question where Cole's parents were.
Oh, Cole's parents. Oh, they work and he lives with them. He has like two other brothers and you know, they're a very good family. I mean,
we're worried about that family.
Yeah. You should go ahead and have a conversation with Cole's parents.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I wanted to do, but then I thought, you know, I don't want to.
First, take your son to help. Here's the deal: when you've been sexually abused, there are basically two ways that victims basically react when it starts infecting their family, which is, it's not happening, I deny it, or I see it everywhere.
Mm.
Now, I know you're trying to figure out which reaction you're having here. We're telling you, take him to somebody, let them decide, let them direct you. Don't take any more action than that until you have him evaluated. All right? That's your responsibility to do it. All right.
Right on.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
You guys have a great night.
All right,
you too.
We're already having a great night. How was it working on 8 Mile?
It was great.
I bet.
Yeah, Curtis Hanson is a great director. That was my first major motion picture I actually stepped into. And it was with my homie Eminem. And it was a small role, but I'd rather approach it like that because music is my forte.
Mm. Don't do drugs.
Okay, I'll try not to.
What was that? That was Eminem. All right.
Don't do drugs.
All right, but I mean, I started with that, and you know, went to XXX2, State of the Union, and now in Derailed. So I'm just trying to get my feet wet, not trying to, you know, take off more than I can chew.
And Derailed is opening on November 11th. Be sure to watch it across the weekend and into next week.
That's right.
It's exhibit with us tonight at Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191, and we'll return after this. Exhibit in here tonight on Loveline. Give us a call at 1-800-LOVE-191. Pimp My Ride. MTV's Pimp My Ride. And no show stands out more than any other, huh? I guess they'll kind of blend together after a while, right?
Yeah, man. After a while, man.
It's like the first one you remember and the last one you did remember.
Yeah, I remember the high jet, and I know, like, we're working on a new season right now. It won't come out till January, February. And we got some crazy cars this time.
Really?
Yeah, we went out.
When does the season start?
It starts, late January, early February.
Okay. And then this weekend, the weekend of November 11th, we've got Derailed coming out. Jennifer Aniston, Clive Owen, Melissa George.
Yep.
That's going to be cool. Now, this question, I want you to straighten this guy out. Travis, 27.
All right.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, man? What's going on?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I got to send a shout to the X to the Z real quick. Big fan of the Liquid crew and everything. Much respect.
Ooh, ooh. What's
up,
man?
Dr. Drew as well. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I've been dating my girlfriend for about 6 months, and we've had a real open and honest relationship, just sort of having fun. And we've sort of been talking recently about maybe bringing another girl into the mix. I'm down with it.
Let me translate that. I started pounding on her, begging her to bring another girl in.
Yeah.
No, not at all. She sort of brought it to me.
Really?
Is she lesbian?
No, she's straight.
Does she got a lot of chaos in her life? Does she sort of have trouble having stable relationships?
I think she's sort of been through some things here and there.
All right, so what do you think?
Well, if this is her first time actually
having a threesome?
Yeah, having a threesome. Is it?
She said, yeah, I think it would be. I think she tried to do something one time.
No, dude, you don't try those things, you know. That's like, you know, you it's like trying to use the bathroom. Either you're going to use the bathroom or you're not. Okay.
Well, she said that she tried to do something one time, and the guy was so much of a herb that they just kicked him to the side and did their own thing.
Oh, man, you're going to buy that one?
Yeah, that's BS.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man, come on.
That's where you're headed, by the way.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, please.
No, seriously.
She's setting you up for failure, because what she's really saying is that, you know, she gets down with her friends when you're not there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it'd be more convenient if she could do it at home.
There's sort of a couple possibilities here. One is that you're like a beard for her, so to make her feel that she's not really, make her feel like she's not gay, but really is, she's kind of gay.
Right.
Think? It was great. Yeah. I have an expert opinion here. Said, oh yes.
You said about 6 months you've been seeing her, right?
Yeah, and it's just totally been cool. We just kick it.
Hold on. So one thing is she's a beard. So the other possibility is that she's got chaos. She can't be in relationships without injecting a bunch of chaos. Now, if you don't really want this relationship to go anywhere and you don't care, enjoy.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, but if it's somebody you really care about, which probably is not going to... This doesn't sound like the kind of relationship that's going to last already, so you might as well knock yourself out.
Yeah, if you're considering off top, you know, if you're considering this, then, you know, you obviously didn't jump at the opportunity and be like, no, this is, we can't do this.
No, I love you.
I love you. What do you mean?
And remember, exhibits, like, words to live by.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
What's going on down below?
Yeah. What's going on down there is going on up there.
That's right. Remember that. So what more can we tell you? This now is Chantel, who's in her 30s. Chantel.
Hello.
You're on an exhibit.
All right.
Tell me that again. If
it's going on down there, it's going on up there,
that's
too.
Right, that's right. Words to live by. Chantel, what's up? Uh-oh.
Hello?
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Chantel. Remember me?
Uh-oh.
Somebody from Death Row.
Death Row?
Worked at Death Row, it says here.
You worked at Death Row?
Well, you remember me? Let me see if you remember the name Karen. Karen, Chantel.
Oh,
Chantel.
Boy.
If he remembered you, he wouldn't be sitting here with a blank stare going,
yeah.
What? Huh?
No, I'm trying to, you know,
you can help
the mental Rolodex.
Help him out a little bit.
Hold on. Let's go back. Dave Aaron, Chantel.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on now. You got.
Oh. Okay. How you doing?
What's up, dude? Congratulations on all this success you've seemed to get since the alcoholic.
Was this somebody? What?
Yeah.
From the alcoholic?
Yeah, no. I was used to rap with a group called the Alcoholics.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not about my state of sobriety.
So anyway, I just wanted to call and say, well, what's up? I used to come by on Thanksgiving back in the day before
that's
you were.
That's right.
Superstar.
That's right. That's right, man. We lost contact.
I know. Thanksgiving's coming up. I was thinking about you as I'm watching you on Sundays or whatever day I see you on Pit My Ride, and I was like, damn, look at X. You have just blown up since the day.
No, man. I'm telling you, man. Well, the turkey's on, and it's going down again this year.
Somewhere.
There it is.
Let's go to Martha, who's 22. Martha.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Martha?
I guess about 2 months ago, a month and a half-ish ago, I got really frustrated with school. I go to college. I'm going to graduate in May, and it was just too much for me. My parents forced me to go right out of high school, and they pay for it also, so that's part of it. I just wanted
Hold on. They forced you to go right out of high school. Isn't that what everyone does? They go right out of high school.
Yeah.
They forced
you. You didn't have an option?
Well, I basically would have been kicked to the curb. They would
maybe. We'll see. Well, what's the question?
Okay. So they told me that I could drop a few classes if I went to the doctor because they thought I was depressed and they wanted me to be on antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, but I also dropped the classes. So I'm a lot less stressed now because I'm only taking two classes. And I just am, I guess, kind of curious if taking an antidepressant when I don't know if I necessarily need one will do
anything. What kind of doctor did you see?
I just saw my general practitioner.
Well, you need to go see a psychiatrist and get a formal evaluation to see if that's what you need. I think the generalist would not have given you medicine you don't need. On the other hand, if you want a confirmatory opinion, then go get one. That'd be fine. Okay.
Yeah, you need to. You just need a sharp dose to get your ass up. go to class. You know, you got to see the importance of education. You know, there's people around the world that would kill to have that opportunity to further their education. So look at it like a blessing.
I'm incredibly grateful to my parents.
And Martha, there's a definite sort of blaming quality about you right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And you need to either become autonomous and stop thinking about your family, just start thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe figure out what's going on here. Yeah. If everything you're doing is only a reaction to your family of origin, you're never going anywhere.
Like mentally, if you feel okay, like if you feel like nobody could come up to me and say, "Hey, man, you know, you look depressed. Here, take this." I have to feel it. I have to come up.
You have to know it.
Yeah, I have to know it inside and be like, you know what? I don't feel right.
And we talked to Martha for a minute and 50 seconds, mm-hmm. and it was, my parents made me go to school.
Yeah, they forced me.
Kicked me to go to school. Yeah. They made me take antidepressants. Yeah. They don't know that I dropped two classes. They're going to be, I mean,
yeah. They're going to kick me to the curb.
Where is Martha in all this?
You know,
Martha, you need to develop some autonomy. And if you can't, that's a job for therapy at that point. That's what therapy does, to help you develop an autonomous sense of yourself that functions independently of all these other considerations outside of yourself.
And in layman terms, stop being a victim.
That's right. That's right. And for the screeners, Exhibit really wants the sex calls. I can see his frustration.
I'm getting antsy over here.
He's like,
you know, wait, bring on the genital warts.
Every time we talk about somebody's depression or abuse, he looks around like, what?
Yeah, like, I don't know how to deal with that. That's a serious problem.
Let's get to the sex.
All right, here's Brooke, who's 27. This is we're still waiting for the sex calls to come in, all right?
It's okay. We'll
help in the meantime, all right? Brooke, 27.
Hi.
Hey, Brooke.
I had a question. I've been anorexic since back in high school. Mm. And, I mean, I don't think I currently am.
You're fat.
No, I'm still underweight, but not as bad.
By the way, anorexia is underweight typically. Bulimia is sometimes usually overweight to normal.
Right, the sound bite was just unnecessary.
That's Anderson. We have three famous sound bites. You want to drop them down there, Anderson? You're fat. You're fat.
You're gay.
You're gay. Are you a... Anderson? Are you a Mormon? There we go.
Okay.
Those are the three. So you'll hear those again.
All right.
Brooke, so you've had anorexia, and what's the question?
Well, I was diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I have been trying to get pregnant for almost a year now and having a lot of difficulties, even with medication and everything.
Okay.
And I didn't know if there's any relation between the anorexia and, like, I really don't know much about polycystic ovary syndrome, what causes it and everything.
Well, there's debate about what causes it. I don't know of it being associated with anorexia per se. Do you have anorexia bulimia or just anorexia?
Just anorexia.
Though I know there are lots of ovarian changes associated with anorexia. Typically, what's called oligomenorrhea or amenorrhea, where your ovaries sort of shut down or they don't cycle normally.
Right.
I wonder if there could be a polycystic process. The point is, the bottom line in all those conditions are that the bottom line is you don't release an egg. You don't ovulate normally.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the doctor might do is, are they giving you medications to stimulate ovulation? Like Clomid?
Yes, I've been on, well, I'm on glucophage and then...
The glucophage is for the... Well, that's weird they would give you glucophage when you're underweight with PCO, because you might want to see an endocrinologist.
My mom said that.
Yeah, because I wouldn't put an underweight PCO patient with possible anorexia as the underlying cause of the polycystic process. It's a diabetic medication. Glucose insulin resistance is part of the polycystic ovarian syndrome. Most PCO patients are kind of overweight, though not all.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a more thorough evaluation here. And then whoever that endocrinologist is needs to work with a fertility person. Are you seeing a fertility doctor per se or a gynecologist?
Both. My gynecologist sent me to the fertility place.
All right, so at least you're a fertility specialist, then you want to see an endocrinologist that specializes in women.
I mean, she could do what I did, you know.
Just the old-fashioned way? Just keep having sex?
Yeah, just, you know, get a fifth of Hennessy, you know. some Coca-Cola. Nice little R&B track, you know. It'll cycle, you know, and, you know. You do your thing.
I'm taking notes.
You do your thing, man. You know, by the midway through the bottle, you know, everything should be gravy.
Just one time.
Yeah.
One time's all
you're
you need.
You're great, you know.
So all those fertility guys.
You're going
guys,
for the gusto. Okay?
All these fertility guys, we just get rid of them.
Yeah, it's all mental. You're tripping. They're quacks.
It's all Hennessy. All right, here's Ryan, who is 21. Ryan, what's going on?
How's it going? Actually, I was just wondering. I've been smoking weed for about 7 years now. And
yes!
I was just wondering.
Good times.
I mean, is it going to affect me, like, later on in life? I mean, how does... I smoke about a gram a day, so I don't know. Oof. What...
Well, some people can withstand this for a while, but inevitably, when you're a daily pot smoker, first of all, it's a severe addiction. It's extremely hard to stop. We treat it all the time, and it's one of the more difficult drugs to treat right now.
I've noticed.
And
that, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. And what inevitably starts happening, you start having memory difficulty, you start having difficulty initiating actions. All my patients complain they can't find their car keys and they couldn't get their resumes completed.
Yeah.
And you have all kinds of great ideas, but it actually causes a block in that capacity to go from thinking about doing something to actually taking action. That's a neurological event, that whole process.
Right.
And marijuana eventually blocks that, causes depression, panic. And when that starts setting in, you'll smoke a lot more pot to try to compensate for that, and that really accelerates the decline into a pretty severe depression usually. Now, what I can't predict is that's going to happen next week, next year, or 30 years from now.
Right.
Okay.
You may do fine in the meantime, but inevitably there will be a day of reckoning with that. That's the way it works.
So basically, I mean, should I cut down? I mean, I don't know what to do, man.
Those effects that he just said were pretty serious. I don't know if you want to play with that.
I guess what I was saying was step it up a little bit, right?
Yeah. He said go for the gusto. That's what he really means.
Most people, when they get
roll to, bigger ones,
when they get that point where they're sliding into trouble, they'll switch. They'll switch to speed because that corrects all
Yikes.
The depression stuff, or switch to opiates or alcohol, stuff like that. Exhibit's in here with us. He's a little bit down right now, guys. You got to call in with the sex and relationship.
I'm good.
1-800-LOV.
The weed question was great.
191. You know, I can relate. That. All right.
For some crazy reason.
Obsessed with anal sex. I love anal sex, and I actually masturbate that way as well.
Wow.
What prompted all that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just to give our callers something to sort of aim for, I guess.
Yeah, we want to participate in the show, but we're not over here desperate for just sexual, you know, just banter. We're not here for that.
It's Pimp My Ride. Exhibits with me tonight. Derailed opens across this weekend. Make sure you go out and see it this week. And we're going to get one more little break. He'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, Exhibit's here, and yes, Exhibit, you're going to be happy now.
Yes.
Yes, here we go. You ready? 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Trish, who's 25.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi, Trish.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. We're great. What's
good.
Going on?
How you doing?
I'm good, actually. I was just wondering if I should be concerned because I'm engaged to be married.
Mm-hmm. That's usually what an engagement entails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
Engaged to be married, yeah.
Anyways, right.
I've been having sex dreams about some guys I went to high school with, and it's been really bad lately because I just don't understand if that's a normal thing or if I'm just not, I don't know.
I think women go through a thing just before the, how long till the wedding?
Next October.
I think women go through a thing, you know, I think it's based on their biology, that when they're about to commit to the nesting male, they start thinking about collecting genes from other sources.
Oh, that's interesting. He said that's National Geographic right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's who we are. That's
nesting male. I've never gotten that far. I was engaged, but it broke up like
that. But you know what I'm saying?
I've never experienced like the pre-marriage jitters.
I've read literature where they've gone out and looked at, you know, tested the genes of the offspring, the first child versus the mom and dad, and apparently there's a very high incidence of that first child being somebody else's.
Ew.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Historically, I'm not saying that's what you're going to go do, but there's
well,
that sort of natural.
Child together.
What?
We already have one child together.
All right, well, the second child.
Yeah. Hey, don't sound offended. You're the one that's having the dreams about the other dudes.
I'm just dreaming. I'm not acting on it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you were asking where that came from, and I'm just speculating. I'm just speculating that maybe part of that whole process, which has some evolutionary purpose to it, right?
But should I be worried? Because we used to have sex, like, a lot in the beginning, and it's kind of slowed quite a bit in the last year.
How often before, and where are you now?
Let's see. I would say about every night before, and now it's gone to, like, maybe four times a month, if that.
Welcome to marriage. Just all downhill from here.
Once a week is a little light, though, right? From going from regularly every day to once. When did it start?
Ooh,
when did
and you're shift? Not married yet? Ooh.
When did it shift? How long was it every day?
It, for like the first year and a half.
And you've been together how long?
I'm going on 3 years.
And how old's the baby?
She is three. We just recently got back together. We did split up before she was born.
We're trying to do the math on this. What I'm trying to figure out is whether the momminess has had any impact on the sexual frequency.
I don't know.
Whether or not maybe you've changed, or maybe you're not as driven, or maybe him seeing you as mom. Men freak out when woman becomes mom. They freak out a little bit, some guys.
If you said you had a break from him, right?
When I got pregnant, we weren't together. And I've been married before.
Trish, this is not a good story.
Yeah, it's getting thicker by the minute.
And this is his child or not his child?
It is his child.
How old were you when you got married?
I was 23 when I got married.
I have a different sort of impulse here now on this sex dream interpretation.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you're just looking for a little chaos. You're just looking you need things to be a little bit dramatic.
You're trying to get his attention. Why don't you just sit down and talk to him? You don't need to, you know, disrupt the whole household in order to get his attention. If you're going to bring him, you know, to the table and talk to him about whatever problems you guys are having, don't bring it to the table to the point where, you know, I'm driven by other dudes and, you know, your position is in jeopardy.
but I would get to, you know, I really enjoyed it when we were having sex regularly and I missed that.
Well, we enjoy it. It's good when
hey,
we
Trish,
have it.
Hey, Trish, I'm pretending to be you talking to him. I miss the fact that we used to do that more frequently. I used to enjoy that and wonder what's going on. Can we get some of that back somehow? Men, you know, we are notoriously bad at paying attention to relationships, you know? And that's if you really want this thing to be close, then give it a chance. If you're looking for drama, well, you're going to get that eventually. That's a bad impulse.
I don't think it's drama because I'm the one that really, I push to make things work for us more than he does.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That ain't good.
What do you want to... Every time she says something...
Yeah.
Why don't you just spell out the whole story? Yeah. He's on crack. The other boyfriend was a heroin addict.
Okay, wait a minute.
Left him.
He's selfish. Okay, but you... I mean, so when you guys broke up, did you live together? Did you not live together? How did that work out?
We did not live together. When we split up, we did not live together, and
he was at Animal House. He was living with the homies.
No, what? He just started living with another chick.
Whoa! This is getting better and better and better.
Don't you wish you were back in Albuquerque?
Yes. You know, stuff like this never happened. Okay?
It's cool out there. It's why you have a nice career now and stuff, because those years you spent in New Mexico.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Trish, this isn't sounding good, you know. You understand? Do you know that?
No.
This is getting like translucent white trash. Yeah.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Aaron.
Where's Aaron at now?
He's at home.
With the kid?
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm at Denny's.
Are you working or are you eating? Are you just hanging out?
I'm drinking coffee. Yep.
Did you just go to a 12-step meeting or something? What are you doing at Denny's? What are you doing at Denny's? Are you there by yourself?
No, I'm here with a friend. You guys are so awful.
See, I was serious about the 12-step meeting. That would be the best news I've heard of the whole call. No? You weren't in a 12-step meeting before you went to Denny's?
No.
Maybe you ought to check one out.
No.
This is awesome.
All right. So you just want to know why you're having the sex dreams.
Yes. Right?
Trisha?
Yes.
That's why. Okay. Anything else going on? Anything else we better know about? Are you on birth control pills or anything that might be driving your biology a little bit? Can't hear you.
No.
Nothing. Nothing. No new medication. Nothing like that.
Are you a Mormon?
No.
No. Okay.
All right.
That way, people always answer that. Do that again.
No.
Okay. Are you a Mormon?
You. There.
That's that we were asking for the question.
Well, Trish, I think we've sort of exhausted the advice that we have here
yeah,
for you. We're worried about the chaos. We're worried about the lack of sort of commitment.
I don't think this show is big enough for
we're
you.
Worried
I think
about
you need Springer. You need Maury Povich.
I'm with Exhibit. I'm with him. There is a kid. You have an obligation to be mom now. Let's quit with the chaos. Let's let the sex dreams be sex dreams. Pay attention to creating a stable environment for that kid. If you want to have more kids with that man who you're going to now be close and stable and careful with, pay attention to him. Ask him to maybe step things up a little bit. Pay attention to the relationship so you guys can have health going forward. But
tell him to get his bars up.
I smell chaos. So it's Loveline. The Exhibit's our guest here tonight. The phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Got a few. Got an orgasm call. Got a oral sign. Words to live by again. How's that go? If it's going on.
If it's going on down there, you best believe it's going on up there too.
Stay with Loveline. Exhibit here on Loveline. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Give us a call. Exhibit wants sex only tonight. And just to sort of in keeping with that theme and that desire, got a good one for you. This is Ashley, who's 18.
All right.
Hey,
Ashley, what's happening?
Barely legal. What's cracking?
What's cracking, indeed? Wait to hear this question.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
We love you, Exhibit.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, and my question was, where is the male G spot? And how
As crazy you asked that question. I personally have no idea what the hell a male G-spot is.
All right, let's talk
is.
About this.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any interest in finding the male G-spot?
No, not at all.
Do you know anybody who's interested in having their male G-spot found?
If they are, they do not hang around me.
Have you ever met a guy who's truly interested in that?
No.
Absolutely. It's total crap that you read about in women's magazines that make men miserable, and they're going to think, that, what the hell's the matter with you? There's a couple guys out there that like that kind of stuff.
Yikes.
And guess what? When something's in the guy's sweet spot, he will let you know. Guys are not bashful about stuff they like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is something the guys do not like for the most part.
Man,
and
what is it? Okay, so you.
This is some weird thing concocted by the women's magazines that you're going to. Listen, Ashley. Except you bear with me on this.
Right.
You're never going to find a guy who is interested in you doing to him any of the things you read about in those women's magazines. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, I'm not a guinea pig. Don't experiment on me.
What is it you want her to do? What's it like the best she can do for you? Ashley, you're into her because you want to have sex with her because you're into her.
Okay. Oh, so you're talking about me.
I'm talking you, Exhibit. So you're into Ashley, and what's the best you can do?
Okay, the best thing you can do is, different positions. Don't touch anything behind me, okay? Don't touch nothing connected to my legs behind that's connected to my back. Okay, you stop on the hips.
Just chair cushion.
And that's it. Stuff. Okay, don't touch me down there.
So let me put some words in your mouth here. What Ashley needs to do is have sex with you.
Have sex.
And be into it.
And be into
that's
it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's as good as it gets for a guy, Ashley. That's it.
Yeah.
So all that crap you read about in women's magazines is just so much crap.
Yep.
All right?
Okay.
So forget about the male. And it doesn't get better than that for a guy. If a guy wants to be with that girl, it's because
I want to be with you.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to be with you so you can figure out ways to whatever.
You want to impress me, bring a friend.
Say it again. That's the other word. I'm writing these things down.
You want to impress me, bring a friend.
Bring a friend.
Church.
Friend.
If it's going on down there.
Down there.
It's going on up there, too.
Going on up there, too. Got it. Did I not just write that
down? Yeah, there it is. It works. Right. It works.
Right. Nick, 21. Hey, Nick. What's up?
Hey, Doc. Hey, X.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, I got a question. You know, I've been with my girl for a while, and I'm trying to get her to swallow, you know?
Mm.
And I don't know how to bring it up, you know, and get her to, I don't know.
What do you think?
I think it's a matter of preference, bruh.
Do you force someone to?
No, you don't really force. That's rape.
Yeah, yeah. You don't make a
don't want to do that.
That's sort of like trying to find the male G spot.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't do that.
You know, have you talked to her about it? You know, maybe you taste gross.
I mean, I don't know.
You what?
I just want to see her do it once. You know, just
you want to just see her. It doesn't matter if it's you or not.
You know, like it's just like the porno experience. You know,
the what?
The porno experience.
Porno experience. Stop watching those pornos. Yeah, come on. Ruin your brain.
Yeah.
All right, this is not so good. Patrick, 21. Patrick? Are you there, Patrick? 3, 2, 1.
Out of here.
Adam, who's 17.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're good. What's happened there?
I actually have a question. I am 17, and I've been in a few relationships, and every time I'm with someone else, I can't get off, basically.
Man or woman?
Both.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, lots of trauma, I guess.
You've had lots of trauma.
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Well, when I was 2 years old, my dad left, and he neglected me ever since. And then I had a stepdad who moved in after that. And he forced religion upon me and my family, and then... Yeah. My mom and him got a divorce, and yeah, things went to hell after that, and I got suicidal and did a lot of drugs and, yeah, lots of fun stuff.
By the way, I'm still not hearing the trauma. I'm hearing chaos and a lot of misery,
right?
But I didn't hear trauma where anybody beat you, or I heard a little neglect from dad, but where was mom and all that?
She was around. She's always been around. She hasn't been the best, but she's been around.
All right, so this is more about depression and drug addiction, right?
Yeah.
Are you doing drugs right now?
No, I've been sober for 6 months.
Sober in the program or just not using?
I was in a program for about a month and a half, and then I left the program.
All right, so just not using, which he's 17. Teenagers can stop and start drugs much more easily than an adult. Something about the way the brain develops, like even heroin, they'll just stop and they won't even have withdrawal, and they'll always go back, but they won't have that incredible drive to go back the way an adult will. They'll get there, trust me.
Right.
So Adam, you know, stops. He doesn't feel a need for a program because he's not driven the way he will be in a few years. So why no orgasm during sex? And first of all, there's a lot of chaos in your relationships, right? You haven't even decided yet whether you're gay or straight.
Yes.
Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe how many people have you slept with?
Two.
So one girl, one boy.
Yes.
And were these people that you had relationships with?
Yeah.
How long were you with them? How long had you been with them?
The first one I was with for about a year and a half, and that was a girl. And then the guy was about 2 months, wasn't very long.
And you had trouble having an orgasm with
both
of them?
Right.
And how long would it take you, or would you be able to?
I wouldn't be able to.
Ooh. Mm. But you can when you masturbate?
Yes.
Are you on medication?
Yeah, I take 300 milligrams of Zoloft a day.
Well, there you go. Well, that's why you're having trouble. That's the end of story.
Yeah, that's it.
That inhibits orgasm like crazy.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, you guys need to lay off the Zoloft, man.
No, don't say that to him, though, because he sound like...
He probably need it?
He may have... You know, you got to remember, people with bad depressions like Adam, they have about 20%+ chance of killing themselves.
Okay, well, you got to really educate me, man. Yeah, you got to educate me,
No,
man.
I'm there. You're listening.
There it is. All right.
Jim, 19.
Hey, what's up, man?
We're good. What's happening?
Yeah, just want to say what's up to the exhibit.
What's up, man?
Hey, anyways, I guess, like, my girlfriend wants to play with my behind, and I'm not down with that.
She's been reading too many of those magazines.
Yeah.
No,
wait a minute. Are you going to crumble under the pressure? What are you calling for?
The Cosmo pressure?
I hope not, but I don't know.
I mean, you have no control over that? It could go either way? What the hell's wrong with you, man? Stand up!
Like, she likes it, but I don't want to go there, man. I don't...
Does she like you to do it to her?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, no question. This is bogus, right, Jim?
Yeah.
Under the bogus rules, you're going to tell me this is bogus.
All right, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well done. All right, Heather, 22.
Hey, my boyfriend and I have had sex, and a couple of times the sperm that comes out, like when I go to the bathroom, it's been kind of pinkish in color.
It's
I'm just wondering.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering if there's something wrong, if it's something I need to be concerned about, or just forget about it.
When men have blood in their ejaculate, it's not the sperm is just a component of this. You're not looking at sperm; you're looking at semen.
I don't know if it's him or if it's me, though.
Okay, but listen. When it comes out of the guy with blood, it's usually brown, okay, uh-huh. or darker. It's not pink. Pink is you mixing with him usually.
Yeah.
So sex is sort of stimulating some bleeding in you, which is very common. And okay. If you're on birth control pills, it's even more common.
Yeah, I am, and I recently switched.
I
also had another question related. I've been on this birth control for a few months. I've been on birth control for probably like 5 years, but I've always been really regular, and the last 2 weeks or so, I full-on had my period when I shouldn't have had it for another 2 weeks. Is that?
That's not having a period. That's mid-cycle bleeding. And
okay.
That means that's why you're having the pink with sex and everything. So you got to talk to your doctor. But that may stabilize. What pill are you on now?
I can't remember. It starts with a D. It's a monocyclic.
Demulin?
I don't know.
Demulin?
What was that?
Demulin?
No, that doesn't sound right.
All right. Well, talk to your doctor about the pill you're on. I would give it a couple months to see if things stabilize, because there can be irregularities like that when you switch pills that don't necessarily mean a damn thing. Mike 20.
Dr. Drew, X, how you guys doing?
What's up, man? How you doing, Mike?
Exhibit. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. You got room for some more calls here, so call in now.
Yeah, I got a question.
You know what kind of calls Exhibit wants?
Hey, don't blame it on me, man.
Just
I saw you over here.
I've been with my girlfriend.
You know what I'm saying? Over here, glasses steaming up.
Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend for about a month now, and we're starting to experiment a little bit in the bedroom. And I started doing anal, and she likes to do oral on me right after I do anal. And I wanted to know, is that some kind of, like, fetish or what? Because it kind of weirds me out.
I'll remind you again of the universal laws of bogosity and call this one bogus. Right?
Yeah.
Nice try,
yeah,
Mike.
Get some Listerine, man.
All right,
Listerine.
Buddy.
Listerine.
But it's good
Colgate.
For Exhibit, though. You might have got him.
Colgate.
So it's bogus. It's a nice try.
Yeah, yeah.
Monique, 18.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Okay. Okay, the boyfriend that I've been with him, like, on and off for 2 years, right?
Your boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. Boyfriend been with him on and off for 2 years, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and, well, he gave me his virginity, okay?
He and gave you his virginity.
Yeah. He's a year younger than me.
I mean, you didn't take it? He gave it to you?
He gave it to you.
Well,
I'm sure that's how he looks at it.
I kind of took it, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, his deal is something he's unloaded and is relieved about, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he isn't, well, you know, me and him, like, we've been sexually active for the past 2 years, and I don't know, I kind of want to experiment more, but I don't know how to, like, bring it up, because, you know, he's not too experienced.
Are you more experienced than him?
Yes.
How old are you?
18.
And how old is he?
17.
How many guys you been with?
Before, maybe, like, honestly, like, 5.
That's under the age of 16?
Excuse me?
Under the age of 16, you were with 5 guys? You said you've been with this guy for 2 years.
Yeah, well, no, like, okay, because I've, like, not, like, okay, yeah, I've been with him for 2 years, but, like, yeah, I guess you can say I kind of lost it pretty early.
How old?
And, I was like 15 maybe. Yeah.
Am I gonna take a year off that and call it 14?
Yeah.
That's not pretty. That's sexual abuse, basically.
Right.
So you were sexually abused. How old was the guy?
Honestly, 22.
Oh, so that's sexual abuse. Yeah. You're with a criminal, and that there's got to be a reason why you did that. Was there a lot of horrible stuff going on in your home?
I've been through a lot, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Monique, don't get into the kinky stuff with this guy. Let things be calm and simple. The more arousing and kinky this becomes, the more it takes you away from the closeness.
Oh, okay.
It's okay to be close to this guy. It's okay for the relationship to be not so exciting.
Yeah.
All that excitement you need is all the result of the horrible trauma and stuff, whatever it was you went through when you were a kid. you sort of get attracted to that stuff. Whatever bad things happen when you're a kid, that becomes a source of attraction after, you know, your young adult life. And so finally you've got a guy here who's quiet and nice. Stay with that. Don't look for the high drama guys. And don't try to turn this guy into a high drama guy with lots of kinky stuff.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Stephanie, 18.
Hi.
What's up?
Hello.
Well, hello?
That was me coughing, sorry.
Well, I was just wondering that, like, me and my boyfriend have been together for, like, 2.5 years now. Mm-hmm. And we've been having sex for, like, 2 years. And even, like, now when we have sex, like, it still hurts.
At that, how often do you guys have sex?
Like, 4 or 5 times a week.
And is it right when you get started that it hurts, or when things, when you start it inside more deeply?
Yeah, like, not right away.
It's okay, like, have you had a pap smear recently?
Not recently.
Okay, why don't we take care of that, first of all?
Yeah,
right?
That's bad news. You always gotta get out there and regularly get yourself checked out, not just when you're sick.
Young women get cervical cancer. Young women get pelvic inflammatory disease, ovarian cyst, endometriosis. All those things, well, the warts don't, but the cancer can. All those things hurt, okay? Mm-hmm. Need to be checked out. Before we even speculate what could be going on, why haven't you had a pap smear?
I did when I first got on birth control.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd only been having sex for maybe like about a month before that. And so I just had one then, and I really didn't feel like I needed to have another one because...
What do you mean you didn't feel like it? Somebody didn't tell you you're supposed to have them every year?
No.
All right, you're supposed to have one every year.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay?
Okay.
And if you have a change in your symptoms, a discharge, a pain... You go again. You go back because you're not the same now. Something else has happened. It drives me crazy when patients say, I don't understand. This has never happened to me before.
Right, right.
Of course not. You've never had that problem before. Yes. Now you have a problem. It needs to be checked out.
Exactly. Why are you waiting around?
All right. What?
You still sound confused.
Well, because, like, I don't know. I just thought because there wouldn't be anything wrong with me because, like I've never been with anyone but him and... I would
have and then when you guys leave each other in the morning, you take his penis in your pocket with you.
Well, what are all the possibilities, Stephanie, of what could be happening here? Why don't you tell me?
Well, I think that maybe because,
Where's my high horse?
I think maybe we might...
You're a trained diagnostician, and you've decided that because he's clean, there couldn't be anything at all remotely wrong with you. I'm telling you, there's a list as long as my arm of things that could be going on. Not all of them are infectious.
Mm-hmm. I thought that maybe, like, because I might need to use, like, because we used to use lubricated condoms, but we don't use condoms anymore.
Go to the doctor and get a pap smear, girl.
Stephanie, you don't even understand what you're thinking about. What have you had training in gynecology?
No.
Okay, so let's go back. And do you really hate going to the doctor? Is that what the problem is?
Yeah, I don't, because the first time that I had one, it was a guy, and I was really uncomfortable, and there was no...
All right. Well, why don't you find
available?
There's no what available?
There was no, like, women doctors available when I went.
Why don't you make sure you find yourself one? I mean, that's fine. If you should have a right... Go to Planned Parenthood, right?
What I'm on right now.
You're going to Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
Well, give a call to Pass... Which one did you go to?
It's, like, around the corner from my house.
Go on up to Pasadena Planned Parenthood. It's a bigger one up on Fair Oaks. Okay, Pasadena Planned Parenthood. They got a lot of female clinicians up there.
There you go.
And check it out. We're kind of making an example of you because this is so important.
But it is.
It's okay that you didn't like the first time. It's also okay that you demand something a little more sensitive to your needs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go back there and you need to get used to this because it needs to be done every year, no matter what.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, good luck now.
You can't just not go because, you know...
I understand. You know, when you think about they're 17, they're going up there, they feel horrible, it's traumatizing, the guy doesn't really seem to care, and it hurts, and you're not anxious to run back for that. You know, it's easy for us to say, go in there, get a pap smear.
Yeah.
But this poor thing, you know, I mean, we're being pretty harsh with her because it's so important. But
it is.
You know, the reality
is... I'm a bastard.
You are, but what are we going to do? Exhibit's in here. He's the bastard. This is Aaron, who's 22.
Hello?
Aaron. Hey, what's up, Aaron?
I have kind of a weird question. I'm not a virgin. I dated a guy for 2 years. But recently, like the last
couple years, I've been absolutely terrified to date because I'm terrified of even, like, a guy kissing me or just anything remotely like that. And I'm kind of getting concerned that something might be wrong with me because it's not just the lack of desire to have sex. It's like a fear, like an actual anxiety fear.
Is it aversion or fear?
Both. Like, I am attracted to guys, and I meet these really great guys, and they're just so sweet and wonderful. But as soon as there's even, like, the thought in my head that they might want to kiss me or it might go to something like that, I completely pull away and just walk away from
the last person I talked to that had these kinds of symptoms had this long period of time where she was, like, caretaking an elderly parent.
No, both of my parents are totally healthy.
And you never had any things happen, anything you need to share with us?
I've never been raped or sexually molested or anything. I mean, I've had some not nice boyfriends, nothing like physical where they hit me or anything. And that's where I'm kind of concerned. Like, my last boyfriend was a jerk by all means, but, like, it wasn't something that I feel like should have caused a trauma to the point where, like, I haven't had a date in probably a good 4 years because
Do you wash your hands all the time too?
No,
I'm not like a germaphobic or anything.
Because, you know, I watched Aviator the other night and. You know, this sounds like something that Howard was going through. You know what I'm saying? Do you grow your nails out real long?
No, I just, it's not. Like, my life seems I'm a college student. I have a job. You know, it's just, for whatever reason, like, I mean, it's been a good 4 years, and I've been asked out by guys. I've met really nice guys that I've gotten to know, and I always turn it into a very nice friendship. Because
are you on medication?
No, not currently. I do have bipolar type 1, but I see a counselor every week, and we've been able to manage it for about 2 years now without medication.
What does he or she think this is?
At first she thought it was just an anxiety, and we haven't visited it for a little while because there's been, like, some stress at work that I've been having to deal with. But, she kept saying, it's just anxiety. You know, you just got to get back in the game because you've been out for a while. And I don't...
I know what you need. I know what you need.
Yeah.
I know what you need.
Okay.
Hey, man, it works for me. Get a bottle of Hennessy.
I'm not
get some Coca Cola.
you
don't drink?
I do drink, but.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You probably drink something like beer or vodka or something like that.
I'm a tequila girl.
See, that's the problem.
Yes.
You get too drunk to actually get into the act of wanting to be. See, that's a harsh, like, woo! Like, wait.
So
Hennessy will mellow you
Captain
out.
Captain Morgan or Hennessy?
Yeah, no, Captain Morgan is spiced rum, okay?
Yeah,
that's another woo. Yeah. Those things will take you. See, Hennessy will take you and prolong that, okay, let's get in the mood feeling. You know what I'm saying? Not to promote alcohol or drinking. I'm just telling you what worked for me, baby.
I'm not really the kind of person who does casual sex, though. You know,
no. I'm talking about the person, one of the nicest guys, okay? Like, get three of the guys that you've made your friends and make a decision. It sounds like you having a decision-making problem.
I agree with Exhibit and that this and your therapist, that it's really just a matter of getting back into the swing again.
Yeah, get your groove back.
You're building a case. You're building it. It's getting weirder and weirder, and you get building more and more anxiety. It's almost like you need a sort of a deconditioning of this cycle you're in. And the only way that's going to happen is with you actually having physical relationships without evoking all this terrible anxiety. And you're doing all the right stuff. You're seeing a therapist. You know, just kind of, and you sound great. You don't sound like a trauma survivor. You don't sound like your bipolarity is out of control or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it going here. Let's get it going.
Okay.
All right.
Go get your
let's
girls.
Do let's do it.
Get your girls. You know, you go out. You know, party down. You know, go to a rap concert
with some Hennessy.
with some Hennessy. Yeah.
All right, that's Exhibit from MTV's Pimp My Ride. He won't tell me what his most memorable show was. I don't think he can remember. He's been in the XXX State of the Union, 8 Mile, and now he's got coming out across the November 11th weekend. Derail, be sure to see it this week.
Yes.
The phone number here at Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Give Exhibit a call. He wants to help you tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying to help the kids.
He's into this. It's all, know? He's got a huge, huge, just incredibly diverse menu of ideas that all include the bottle of Hennessy.
Yes,
but
yes.
Besides that, we'll hear what he's got to say after this.
Music,
my favorite rap. My kisser as he.
Hey.
It's all kisser. It's almost like my kisser. A zoom, a z, a zoom, zoom, z.
Yeah, dude, that was very white of you.
Ultra super. This is Leroy 29.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Nice. Here we go, Leroy.
Yo, what's up? What up, X?
What's up?
What up, okay.
Bro? All right, now that you've done the tookie-tookie bird.
Hey, what up with that song?
Enlighten us. Where you at, man?
I'm in Westminster at this current time, but I'm asking about that Strong Arm Steady.
Yeah, Strong Arm Steady, come on next year, man. We're trying to help kids, though, man.
Yo, dog, what happened to your face? Who cut your face, dog?
Who cut my face?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened with that.
Come on.
I don't know. I don't know. Why? Do you know something I don't?
No.
Okay,
I'm talking about it, so I'm just asking you, dog.
Oh, there it is.
All right, let's try Lacey, 22. Lacey.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on?
I've been in a relationship for a little over a year, and prior to this relationship, I experimented with a girl, and now the guy that I'm with now is just, like, kind of, I brought it up to him. I wasn't, like, bragging about it, but
You're a lesbian.
And he's just, like, now he's kind of skeptical and thinking I'm a lesbian, or, like, you know, he says stuff playing, like, messing around. He's like, yeah, whatever, lesbian, but it's, like, I don't know how to reassure this guy or what's up, you know.
Is that subliminal, man? He's like, honey, what's for dinner? Lesbian. Pork chops and what? Lesbian.
Yeah. Or he'll be like, yeah, whatever, lesbian. Like, he'll say something about a girl, and I'm like, yeah, she's pretty. And he'll be like, yeah, whatever, lesbian. And I'm like, okay, dude, don't say it in front of me if you don't want me to compliment it too, you know?
Yeah.
You know where he's going with this.
What do you mean? No, I don't.
You think?
He might be. I don't know.
No, he hasn't. He won't. Mm-mm.
He won't?
No, because he's like, I love you. I wouldn't want to bring anyone else into our doing that. And he's like, I was like, okay, you know.
So is it just if does he feel bad about this, or is he concerned?
I don't know. It's like, I think he's kind of either insecure
or feels threatened by.
Yeah, you're afraid you're going to leave him.
Yeah.
It was an experience. I mean,
I'll tell you what, Lacey. The one thing that statistics are showing is that there's more of this going on in your generation than ever before.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you're a lesbian. It just means that there's women are more flexible and you're just doing that stuff.
Yeah, and I heard you earlier. You said something about girls that if they lose their virginity at 14, they're sexually abused.
Well, I was stretching it a little bit, but the guy was 22 and she was 14.
That
guy's a criminal.
Okay, yeah, I understand that.
I want you to think about you being with a 14-year-old male.
Well, because I was 14 when I lost mine as well.
I know, but I want you to think right now, you're 22, what would it be like to be with a 14-year-old male? That's
right.
Gross, but right. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a child. What are you talking about?
You have nothing, you know, they have nothing in common.
Yeah, that's too much. All right.
And a 14, I wouldn't necessarily call that child abuse. I'm stretching a little bit with that, but I'll tell you what. Usually the combo is 14 and 19, by the way.
Really?
Right? How old was your guy?
I was 14 and the guy was 16.
All right. It's an older guy. It's not that much older.
Yeah, but I was with him for 2 years. Like, I was with him, like, for, like, a year prior to, like, to doing anything.
And most women still regret. They certainly don't wish they'd done it sooner.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
It sort of has an effect on you. Not horrible, but it's something you sort of have to carry with you.
Yeah, I was just trying to understand that. I was like, I never thought of it.
I was really reacting to the 22-year-old with the 14.
Yeah, the 22-year-old. Yeah. That was understandable.
Like, yeah.
Was,
okay.
All right, thank you.
You're doing good. Don't worry about it.
All right,
this is now Sarah, 26.
Hello?
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
You're on with Exhibit.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Derailed this weekend. Go see it?
Yeah, I will, actually. It looked pretty
cool.
Yeah, I had a question. I wanted to know how long it takes for my body to show HIV or any type of STD.
We have to go through each one.
Yeah.
It depends on which one we're talking about here. HIV can be up to 6 months. Warts can be months or years. Herpes you can miss. Syphilis you can miss. It can show up in a week or two. Gonorrhea, chlamydia, usually within 3 to 5 days, but you can miss that one too.
Mm.
So nothing would really show up right away?
What's that?
Nothing would really show up right away.
Yeah, so the non-gonococcal urethritis and gonorrhea, that can show up within a few days.
Even
the next day sometimes.
If you're having protected sex, I've been having protected sex.
Hang on a second. Does it just hurt when you pee or something?
No, no, it doesn't. No, he, I was away from him. I have a child with him, and I was away from him for a while. I, you know, went on vacation, and he works at a strip club, and he had a stripper staying over my house. It's his cousin's girlfriend. And,
right, sure.
Cousin's girlfriend. Yeah, come in with a bra on the table and stuff, and... I messed up the condom. I was having sex with him, and it came off, and I pulled it out of me, and he had already came. So I wanted to know if
you need
there
to take,
was
here's what you need to do is take the morning after pill, right?
No, I didn't. But
how long ago did this happen?
2 nights ago.
All right, so you can still do that. Go get the morning after pill. There, if you call, there's a number 1-800-NOT-2, number 2, late. 1-800-NOT-TOO-LATE. I think it's maybe 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE now. And they will refer you to a pharmacy in your area. You can get morning after without a prescription.
Okay. So can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is lack of respect, but I've been with him for 4 years. I have a 2.5-year-old with him, and he was going to school and working at a dog training place. He quit those jobs to work at the strip club with his family, like his brothers and stuff.
They all work at a strip club?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, no.
And I didn't want him to do it, and I told him it would hurt me, and he still did it, and it's been hurting me ever since, and I've been having a hard time keeping...
You need to leave this guy.
Yeah.
That's not a relationship. That's a guy doing things that hurt you.
Yeah. You got to be healthy, man.
You got to have mutuality.
He said he was doing it for different reasons, though, for our family.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
A few different reasons, like candy, cinnamon.
There she is.
Oh, yeah.
Candy, stage
Hot
4.
Hot stuff.
Cinnamon, stage 5.
Yeah, yeah. Come on up, you fellas.
Oh, my goodness.
3-for-1 dances tonight.
Yes. Let's keep on.
Heineken's cold on tap.
Here's Alex, 18.
Cinnabons coming up next.
Alex, 18.
Hi.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
I want to know, like, why I get so jealous that my boyfriend, like, I know that he masturbates when I'm not around.
You're fat. I did not say that. That was Anderson.
And, like, I masturbate.
When he's not around?
Yeah.
All right, and what's your question?
I want to know why I get jealous like that. Like,
is it that he's thinking?
There should be no reason for me to get jealous if I masturbate, but it makes me mad to know, like, I'll come to his house from being at my house, and the little portable DVD player is sitting right there.
Well, that's what I think you're jealous of.
Yeah, there it is.
He looks at other people, and that makes you mad. It's not just that he's masturbating. It's what he's thinking about when he does, right?
Yeah, like... I don't know, because, like, we've even watched porno together.
No, that's what I was going to suggest. Why don't you guys have a stroke off?
Well, because I don't mind watching it and stuff, you know? And so, like, I'll even watch it with him. And, like, but I get mad when I know that he's masturbating. But because I don't know, maybe it's because we haven't had sex in a while.
Yeah, that's what, okay, that's my second question.
You're fat.
Even before, like, when we did have sex, when I wasn't around, he would still masturbate.
Does sex suck between you between you two?
No,
did you have to resort to, you know, just going the separate ways, but not really?
Like, well, we were living together, but then I moved out because it was getting kind of rocky. And, like, the last couple of days, I mean, not the last couple of weeks, we haven't had sex at all, and... Like, I've noticed that the DVD player has been out a lot more.
Maybe, I don't know.
I just think you're mad at him in general, and this is the reason that you're seeing this taking him away from you more. And, you know, women generally have difficulty sometimes. Well, generally, often.
Why would he leave it out?
He's 18-year-old jack off. This is not a great relationship, Anderson. This is not people who really care deeply about each other and worrying about one another's feelings. And she knows he's pulling away, and this is just something to blame and focus and be jealous of. Oh, wonder what he sees in those women that
just
I don't
be
have.
Just be good friends and go find somebody else.
I think that's not the way it's got to be. Brianna's 13. Brianna?
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling. I was wondering if I'm too young to be having sex. I know that I'm going to still do it, but...
Yes, you are. 13, yes. Most
you
definitely.
No good hooligan!
In fact, most sort of specialists or researchers believe that your brain really isn't sort of developed to handle all the intense feelings that go along with this until you're about 16. That's obviously, many people do it before that, but it has a dramatic effect. It kind of derails your growth and development. It creates your attachment to somebody that later in your life you may not really want to be attached to. It's tough. It's tough. And God knows all the different outcomes of STDs and pregnancies. It's a lot to manage at 13, and essentially nobody can, not in a healthy way.
Yeah. Okay. All my friends are, too. Well, I started out of everybody, too.
Yeah, if your friends were shooting heroin into their eyeballs, you wouldn't do that either, would you?
No, I started it out of everybody I know. I was the first one to have sex.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure that makes you feel special and a mark of distinction.
Yay.
But, boy, I'm not, you know, I wish it did work for you. That would be great. But I'm telling you, it's not going to work. I'm telling you, you're gonna have problems because of this.
An exhibit, I love you.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. I love you. I love you too. But I won't have sex with you.
Oh, man. Bree, 19.
That's a damn lie, you know it!
Thank you.
What's that, Bree?
I was wondering, what's the best way to administer oral sex for a man? Like, I'm in this committed relationship
with your mouth.
For 3 years. But I just feel like I'm down there forever.
With him?
Yeah. I can tell that he enjoys it, but...
Some guys don't climax that way very well.
Really?
And that's just him. He's maybe just don't do it so long. So
he has before, and he's.
I know he's capable of it, but it's just some guys are just not that stimulated by that.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with you. That's just the way he's wired up.
Oh, he says he likes it. He's gotten it from other people before, but
yeah, he likes it, but it's not the thing he likes best.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's fine. You're doing fine. Don't worry so much about him. He's happy.
Yeah.
Well,
he does it fantastically to me, so I want to reciprocate. But
that's what you like best. Right. That may not be what he likes best. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. Here's one rule of thumb when it comes to relationships. Don't do to the other person what you want done to you. Do to the other person what that person wants you to do to them. See, the only way, because we are all different, and men and women are very different. I mean, what a guy wants, what a girl wants are usually tremendously different. So you must speak up and tell your partner, or else he's going to make all kinds of assumptions, and just as you are here, you know, trying to understand why you love it best, well, I must be doing something wrong to him.
Right.
Yeah, it's not what he likes best.
That's what you like.
That's what you like best. He'll tell you. All right?
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Maybe he's one of those guys with the male G-spot.
I wouldn't even do that to a guy with his boyfriend. I think that it must have been dreamed up by some sort of angry group.
Yeah.
Wanted to just take something out on men.
It was American Pie.
Right. American Pie,
what
they talk
where
about?
It all started, yeah.
What happened? What was they saying on that?
He had to give a sperm sample, and he went in, and the nurse shoved her finger up his ass, and magically it popped out.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
That was a writer.
That was Stifler.
we got to get the cast up here to talk about that.
Yeah.
All right. Exhibit's our guest tonight. Derailed is the movie this weekend, all week long. Get out there and see it. MTV's Pimp My Ride. What night's that on? It's all over the place.
It's all over the place now.
Does it have a main night, main time?
It was on Sunday nights in the Sunday Stew, but I know, you know, Desperate Housewives is kicking everybody's ass, so.
Around a bit. All right. So Exhibit's here with me. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191, and we will return after this.
Yep.
Right, it's Loveline. Exhibit's our guest.
Yes.
Here we go.
We're back
to the call. Dominique, who's age 20, what's up there?
I have a question. I've been with this guy, actually my ex-boyfriend. We've been together for 4 years. And then, he's a gangbanger, too.
Two? So you're a gangbanger also?
No, I'm not a gangbanger, but he is.
He is. You said he's a gangbanger, too.
My boyfriend just wants to eat my coochie.
And I don't know if I should get back to him or anything. I don't know.
Should you get back with him?
Huh?
I missed your question. Should you get back with him? Is that what the question was?
Yeah.
Well, is he a good shot?
No.
Because you don't want to be with somebody who's not a good shot if he's a gangbanger.
No.
That could be potentially dangerous for you.
But I loved him. He's like my childhood crush.
Well, I don't know. I could chime in on
please,
this.
Please, I'm following your lead. Go.
You know, gangbanging is a relatively short career.
And it doesn't end with a job transfer.
Right, there's no 401k plan for Crips and Bloods, and, you know, it just doesn't happen. So,
but the fact that you're attracted to that...
Yeah, I mean, you like dangerous guys, obviously.
Means Dad was, a mess, if you even had a dad.
He didn't.
You didn't have a dad? Mm-hmm. You?
No.
Yeah. Your mom must have been a mess then.
Huh?
We just hear trauma in your voice, Dominique. You don't need to live your life re-traumatizing yourself.
No.
And then it's like, after I broke up with him and everything, it's difficult to find a man. It really is.
What are you doing right now? Do you work?
Yeah, I work and go to school.
What are you studying in school?
I want to be a teacher.
So you're going to junior college?
Mm-hmm.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah, I know. That kind of little girl voice means something bad. Huh? Something bad happened to her when she was a little kid.
I don't sound like a little kid.
All right, here's the deal, Dominic. Focus on your study. Get out of there. Focus on your studying.
Yeah.
Don't. You're really not processing in a normal way right now. Things you think are good are not so good. You're not reasoning about things in sort of a rational way. You're responding to all this trauma and stuff and sort of attracted to the chaos and trauma you're around. Just keep it simple and focus on your studies. That's the way out here. Training day? Do you know who that is?
Training day.
In his 30s? What's up?
What's up? How you doing? How you doing, Dr. Drew?
I'm good. What's happening?
Not much. How you doing there, X?
Hey, I'm all right, man. What do you want?
I got a legitimate question.
Okay.
Listen to this. For the first 6 months, me and my girlfriend, we were having intercourse. And some way, I would always put her back on her cycle.
She would bleed every time you guys had sex?
No, this is she would have a regular cycle afterwards.
How often did you have sex?
Days. Maybe twice a week.
So she bled just constantly?
No, not constantly. She would have a actual cycle. And we can understand.
Listen, training day. Let's do the math here. You had sex twice a week.
You're killing her.
Listen.
that's considered, you know, homicide.
Okay.
You had sex twice a week.
We had it twice a week.
And so she bled 2 days at least a week. So that means at least 4 days a week she's bleeding.
At least 3 days.
Okay, so at least 6 days a week she's bleeding. That leaves 1 day a week that she's not bleeding.
Right.
So that's not having a cycle. That's having mid-cycle bleeding. That's having unstable uterus. That's birth control pill side effects.
Is that what that was?
Is she on birth control pill?
No, she's not.
She wasn't?
No,
really?
she has her tubes tied.
Huh. Ooh. She on medication?
None.
Well, did she get seen by a gynecologist recently?
Yeah.
And everything was checked out okay?
And everything was fine.
Did she tell him what was happening, this bleeding?
She did tell him, and it wasn't like heavy bleeding or anything to that nature, but they told her that she had to get either used to me or it would stop. And eventually,
so he wants us to ask about the size thing. That's what this is.
Oh, God. You can hang up now.
All right. Goodness.
Bye.
Well, here's the deal. It's common for there to be bleeding after sex. That's very, very common. Yeah. Some women do that all the time. And it's not really, do not mistake somebody having a menstrual cycle every 30, you know, every 20, you know, every 20 to 30 days with bleeding during the middle of that period of time. That's mid-cycle bleeding, and that's also very common.
Yeah, I mean, that's the medical fact, but I think the last caller was trying to stroke his own ego. I mean,
do you know that guy?
He sounds familiar. He sounds familiar. But, I mean,
the guy you know doesn't have an anatomic thing.
No, I'm not. This is what I'm going to say about that period. Guys, you know, whether you're this, that, whatever,
the size.
Fine. The size doesn't matter because children come out of women.
Right.
You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
That area is designed to take a
child,
baby's head.
A child, you'll never be able to say, man, it's me.
No.
Children come out of women,
yes.
Homie.
Yes.
Relax.
okay?
Yes.
You're not carrying a child in your pants, homie. Okay? You'll never do that. No, not even the biggest porn star in the world is bigger than a child.
So you're not going to cause any tearing
or
bleeding.
You're not going to tear it down, homie. Okay? Chill out.
Hey, what do you think about guys that worry about the size so much? Those guys get operations, increase the size. The
oh,
length,
man,
like
that's weird. That's just weird. That's just being unhappy with yourself.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
It's just being unhappy with yourself.
And you know your job's not going well. You just start focusing on that. If I only had a big penis, then I'd feel bad.
Yeah, like that commercial where the dude never says anything in negotiations, but he has a big smile, and they just end up giving him the money. What? You know,
it's because he had a large phallus.
Yeah, you know, he's got a big schlong, so now we got to pay him.
No, helped his golf game too.
Helped his golf game.
Nah, that sucks.
Was that for size or erectile tumescence kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Both. Whatever. Both.
And fantastic. It doesn't work for either, apparently.
So they say, Anderson.
I really don't have to try.
Got something you want to tell us? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've seen that penis pump over there.
All right. I've been in on these penis enlargement surgeries, and they cut the, I talked about this last night, they cut the tendon that holds the penis.
Right.
And then they have you wear a weight off the tip, and it pulls it out about an inch. You gain about an inch of length, and then they de-glove it. They pull the skin all the way off the penis and sew in cadaver tissue. Looks like sewing in a Pop-Tart.
Ouch.
Slow down. And then they pull the skin back up again. They sew it all back up. And there you go.
So it's like a lot of training.
To do the procedure.
That's why they call them training day.
It's about an inch more girth, 30% more girth, and about another inch in length.
So I mean, come on, dude. You got to go through all that for
you
another
still
got to
get a good job afterwards.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right. Exhibit's in here with me tonight. We're going to get another break and be right back.
Yeah, that's right.
Does it for Loveline Exhibit. Thank you very much. Good job. My kids turn 13 tomorrow, and I got a daughter. You were just talking about what you would do if somebody came a-courting at your daughter.
Yeah, I mean, how you going to feel when, you know, what are you going to do, you know, the 13, 14, 15,
you'll be out there cleaning your gun.
Yeah, definitely.
Will you come over to my house?
No, but what if the guy comes
over to my house?
I'm there, dude. I'll kick ass in the front yard. He won't even make it to the front door.
So happy.
No, but what if he comes to the door and he says, hey, is what's her name home?
I'm like, saying, you got to talk to my friend Exhibit.
Yo, that's when we immediately snatch him like the Secret Service off the porch.
All right, Tim TV's Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
Check your local listing. It's all the time. Derailed. Get to Derailed this week. It's Jennifer Aniston, Clive Owen, Melissa George, and Exhibit. Thank you very much for joining us here.
Man, it was great.
All next week, Rob Schneider. So until then, it's Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
And then when you guys leave each other in the morning, you take his penis in your pocket with you.